Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
John Descala has traveled over 100,000 airline miles a year since starting his newsletter in 1995. He's visited close to 100 countries. He runs the very comprehensive travel website, johnnyjet.com. And we've asked him to come on this morning to talk travel and also fill us in on what he knows about what happened late last night in New York at LaGuardia with that terrible collision between an Air Canada plane on the runway. John, good morning. I know you have some good sources, especially in Canada. What are you hearing today?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tragic incident. It happened last night. It was a flight from Montreal to LaGuardia, and it was landing at LaGuardia. And right before that happened, there was a United Airlines incident on a separate runway, and they asked for they declared a emergency, and so they sent over a fire truck or Port Authority emergency vehicle to go to that plane, which was across the way. And the Port Authority or the air traffic control initially gave them approval to cross the runway, and then they realized that this plane was landing, and they told the truck to stop, but it didn't. I don't think they got it in time. Air traffic control said they messed up. And you know, the two pilots died. The flight attendant somehow miraculously, because there's one flight attendant in the front of a CRJ 900 and one in the back, and she somehow got ejected in her jump seat intact. And according to the New York Post, she is miraculously alive.
Wow.
But yeah, there are dozens of people injured.
Yes, we heard earlier that 32 people were released from local hospitals, 41 injured total, and two dead. So the tower would have been in communication, or they're supposed to be in communication, with the aircraft and also the emergency vehicle on the runway, right?
Correct. Actually, I just listened to the air traffic control. I'm going to create a newsletter and put it out. It made my hands sweat listening to it, because you can hear the air traffic control say, okay, you can cross the runway. And then he's like, stop. Tell the Frontier plane to stop. And then there's a Delta plane right behind the Air Canada plane coming in. It was at 2,000 feet. And right after it happened, he told the Delta plane to go around. And he got to make sure that they hear it, because that otherwise it'll be a real tragedy. And yeah, anyway, I do not envy these guys. Yes, yeah. I don't know how these guys do it. This is not a job for many.
Yeah, there's no margin of error, zero.
There's not. No.
Yeah, terrible.
It's a real life video game.
Yeah, and so give your web address for more on that, and I guess that audio will be made public.
Or it is public. It's public. It's now public. Yeah, I just saw it on a Facebook page, the fly crew cabin, a fly guy's cabin. But I will send a newsletter at johnnyjet.com. You can sign up, and I'll put one out this morning.
Yeah, that's J-O-H-N-N-Y, johnnyjet.com. Also in the news, ICE agents, their next mission, airport lines, although from what we're hearing, it seems like they're going to be posted at entrances and exits, and I don't see how they are going to speed up the lines, do you?
Well, I don't see how they'll hurt it. I mean, that something needs to be done. It's ridiculous. You know, some of these airports, especially Atlanta, Houston, sometimes at LaGuardia and JFK, although I heard it's smooth. LaGuardia is closed, by the way, till 2 p.m. today, at least they said. But I was just watching the local news here in L.A., and there's been no problems in L.A., and there's no problems this morning. So, and they don't expect ICE agents to be here. But Atlanta, there's ICE agents, and you know what? It's been up to 5 hours wait time. So something has to be done. You know, these guys are supposedly not going to be using the machines. They're just going to be, you know, again, what you said, at the entrances and the exits. So I don't see anything wrong with that.
What is the best way to find out if the airport you're going to be going to has long lines at security? Because it changes almost minute by minute, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. One of my buddies actually created a website with all the up-to-date times.
And you have some information, some links you want to pass along, John?
Sure. I mean, getting through security, first of all, it's only a few hot spots. And it all depends on the time of day and the day of the week. Sundays and the mornings are usually worse. I'm just looking at my buddies. TSA.FromTheTradeTable.com has a live feed. I don't know how he did it. But because usually you can get it from my TSA app, but that is down because of the current situation with the Congress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not paying these TSA guys, which they need to do. Hmm. But right now, I'm looking at it right now, and George Bush Intercontinental Airport has a 180-minute wait. That is the worst. JFK is 30 minutes. Here in L.A., it's 2 minutes. Orlando's 11 minutes. I don't see anything in Chicago. He doesn't have Chicago on here.
So that TSA site is not working. So the best place to go if you want to check out the security line wait times right now would be what? What's the site?
Well, there's two different. One is the best is the airport that you're going out of. See if they have an update. Mm-hmm. You can also check their social feed because sometimes they do it as well. There's a lot to uncover, but this website's called tsa.fromthetraytable.com, and you can see you do have to put your email in to access it. And but getting through security, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't have TSA PreCheck, which I highly recommend, you know, you can sign up for Clear. A lot of the times they even let you sign up in the airport right before and they give you a trial or just pay for a month. But there is and that is a private security, which they let you cut the lines. Although sometimes it's not always open. It's not always in every airport or terminal. I know at mm-hmm. O'Hare, it's only at one or two terminals.
Right.
It's not in the American terminal.
Yeah. They do get you through quickly. Check out Clear. We use it all the time. I recommend it. And
the TSA touchless ID. So you have to go mm-hmm. into your airline's app, put in your known traveler number, which is your global entry or your TSA PreCheck number, and then you check the box that you are okay for touchless ID, which takes your it's a digital imprint of you,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
facial recognition. It's early here.
Yeah, it's early here too. Global entry can certainly speed you through, and make sure go ahead, John.
Yeah, global entry is for when you return to the U.S.
Right. TSA PreCheck needs to be on your boarding pass. Make sure that that's the case. Sometimes they forget it or it slips through the cracks. It has
well,
with
sometime,
me.
Definitely, but you have to make sure that it's in the airline's, your profile on that airline's app or website, because if you're flying a different airline and they don't have your known traveler ID, it won't show up. And so when that happens, you can always go back to the check-in desk and ask them, say, hey, can you put my known traveler number and ID mm-hmm. and see if that works? But it's not 100% every time. It's like 99.9% because they do want to do a random check.
United Airlines announced that they are going to be cutting some routes because of the jet fuel prices going up, and I imagine that means our tickets are going to be more expensive. Best to buy tickets and lock in fares now, John?
I that is my advice. I sent out a newsletter a couple of weeks ago telling people that. Make sure you don't buy a basic economy ticket. Buy a regular ticket. That way, if you do need to cancel or change, you can get a travel credit. If you buy basic economy, you will lose it. If you did buy a basic economy, then don't cancel right away. Just wait until a couple hours before to see if the flight does end up getting severely delayed or canceled so you can get a full refund. But my advice is the prices are already going up. I've been checking fares, and it all depends on the route, but be mm-hmm. creative with your airports. Use alternate airports on your destination or your arrival. I was going to fly to San Antonio in a couple weeks from LAX. It was crazy expensive, but if I went down to San Diego or even John Wayne Airport, it was a third of the price. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So consider that.
United will cancel certain red eyes and flights on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. That's what they're saying today. The FAA met with all the airlines on a plan to cut O'Hare flights last Thursday. This is all resulting in the perfect storm for a tough summer for travelers, don't you think?
It appears to be an expensive one, too. Mm-hmm. It's not only here in the U.S. Overseas, SAS Airlines of Scandinavian, they cut, I think, 400 flights or 1,000 flights, something ridiculous. So a lot of other airlines are cutting. They're trying to save money because, especially the low-fare carriers, you have to watch out for them because, you know, they can't afford to go through this. They can't afford to pay high mm-hmm. prices for fuel. They have a very little... They make very little money to begin with, so this will just go right into their bottom line.
Were you surprised that Southwest is leaving O'Hare?
A little bit, yes, I was, but I know Midway is their right. main stream. So, but Southwest is they lost their way. I'm sorry, I used to be a huge fan of Southwest, but after the Elliott investors came in and they took, I think, 11% of the board, and they got them to change everything. You know, they're just trying to cater to business travelers, which, you know, for people who like me who travel for business, great, but for leisure travelers, you know, you have to pay for bags. There's assigned seating. You can't even change your seat if the plane is even half empty. And the flight attendants just seem like they haven't been as friendly as they used to be.
And let's mention the site again where they've published for public consumption the audio of the tower at LaGuardia talking to that Air Canada plane and also the emergency vehicle on the runway. You're going to publish that, John?
I will, but there's a Facebook page called the Fly Guys Cabin Crew Lounge, and he has it on the second one down. It was a guy named Kevin Steele. But it shows the whole audio. I will embed it into a post to make it easy for everyone. So if you sign up to my newsletter, johnnyjet.com, johnny@johnnyjet.com is my email. And I can put you on the list, or you can just go over to johnnyjet.com and in the upper right-hand corner, hit subscribe.
And once again, that site you mentioned, the Fly Guys, what was that?
This is the Fly Guys Cabin Crew Lounge. They have over 1.5 million followers that are mostly flight attendants and pilots.
Wow. I've never heard of it. The Fly Guys Cabin Crew Lounge.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a Facebook. It's on Facebook.
Recommended by our pal John Descala. JohnnyJet.com for more. A little too much travel news and
yes.
Not good this morning, but thank you for filling us in.